From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. South Korea says the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
South Korea and the United States are reported to have begun their search for radioactive materials following the nuclear test. The investigation team will collect air, water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. Syrian opposition forces also said they welcome the deal. However, since they feel neither Russian nor Syrian government forces adhere to the earlier ceasefire plans, they are doubtful the ceasefire can hold. On the streets of Damascus, many reacted to the ceasefire agreement. Abdul Hadi Amari is a student. He believes this is the beginning of the end of the crisis in his country. He believes the truce is not like the previous one. He is demanding the opposition also separate itself from the Nusra Front and the Islamic State. Beyond the ceasefire, the primary aim of the United States, the United Nations, and non-governmental groups active in Syria is arranging broader access for humanitarian aid. This is VOA News. A ceremony honoring victims of the September 11th attacks is underway in New York as the United States marks the 15th anniversary when terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Barack Obama observed a moment of silence at the White House at 8:46 local time, marking when the first of the four hijacked planes slammed into the World Trade Center before speaking at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks. The president dedicated his weekly address to the 9/11 anniversary. President Obama, meantime, spoke about yesterday about the 9/11 anniversary, and he continued on today saying how everyone should at least pause to remember that fateful day here in the United States. Victims are being remembered at a ceremony in Pennsylvania. U.S. and NATO forces based in Afghanistan marked the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on Sunday with a short ceremony at NATO's headquarters in the capital, Kabul. Muslim pilgrims from around the world are gathering near a hill just outside Mecca, where the Prophet Muhammad delivered his final sermon some 1,400 years ago. The day spent on Mount Arafat is the pinnacle of the five-day Hajj pilgrimage, which all able-bodied Muslims are required to perform at least once. Muslims spend the day there in deep prayer, many openly weeping as they repent and ask God for forgiveness. Iran is holding an alternative Hajj in Karbala, citing Saudi incompetence and a poor response by health and safety officials following a deadly stampede at Hajj last year in Mecca. For the second time in less than a year, Croatians are deciding Sunday on a new government and a snap election. Exit polls predict a close outcome between candidates, possibly resulting in a new parliament that some say could be another barely functioning government. Initial results are expected late in the day Sunday. The news of the snap vote for the European Union's newest member came a day after parliament was formally dissolved and less than a year after the last vote. Pakistan is rejecting the new attempts by Afghanistan to allow the landlocked country to engage in direct trade with India through its land routes, citing existing official arrangements between Islamabad and Kabul. Afghanistan's president said before his visit to New Delhi has threatened to close transit facilities for Pakistan if it continues to refuse its country's access to the Indian markets. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.